Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with Speakeasy Marketing, and today I want to talk about Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving gifts, and in general, appreciating your clients and reminding them of you. Now, the reason I bring this up is that working in the legal field, not being an attorney myself, but marketing to attorneys, I thought about, I've worked on DUI, I've worked on family law, bankruptcy, estate planning, etc. So whenever I see friends, old acquaintances, etc., I ask them, you know, how's it going, and I tell them what I'm doing. And surprisingly, what's come up a lot is I've had many people tell me, oh, I had a DUI years ago. I said, you did? Who is your lawyer? And I want to know, because I know hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of attorneys around the country, or if someone did an estate plan, or if someone got a divorce, you know. But the crazy thing is that I've never had one person say to me, oh, it was John Smith. What they say instead is, I don't know, some guy, I don't remember. So this tells me that people, they forget. And they forget for several reasons. They forget because people are forgetful, because people are busy. But they also forget because, unfortunately, no matter how good of a job you do for clients, no matter how much you've saved them or made them or gotten them in a settlement in an accident or whatever it is, dealing with you was negative. And it's not because of you necessarily, but it's because of the issue. Think about it. If I'm getting a divorce, I go to a family lawyer. It's a very negative experience. Do I want to think about it again afterwards? No. An estate plan. Usually there's a life event, which could be positive or negative, but it could be death of a spouse or death of someone in the family or someone going into hospice or a nursing home. It could be the birth of a child, which is great. But again, the legal side of things is not what people like to deal with. It's almost always negative. DUI is negative. Criminal defense is negative. Bankruptcy is definitely negative. Auto accident, negative. So when you think about it, no matter how much your clients love you, sadly, they hope never to see or hear from you again. So what do you do? How do you remind them of you so they don't say, I don't know who my lawyer was? And when asked for a reference, say, just Google somebody. You don't want that. What do you do? Well, you want to send them a newsletter every month. Very, very important. And the newsletter should not be about the law. Again, because that's a negative thing. It could be about fun topics. So what we do for our newsletters for clients is we'll use dig.com. They have these really interesting, quirky, funny videos that come up. And we put those in the newsletter as content with the header of the attorney firm, you know, the name, number, etc. on the newsletter. So the person's reminded of the attorney, but they're given just fun, entertaining stuff. Okay, so now what do you do for gifts, and why is Thanksgiving so important? Well, Thanksgiving's coming soon, okay? Christmas, everyone associates with gifts. What about Thanksgiving? No one expects a gift on Thanksgiving. Everyone ignores it. In fact, I heard Christmas music in several stores November 1st. The second Halloween was gone. It wasn't even cold yet. The pumpkins weren't even rotted. People were focused on Christmas. So everyone ignores Thanksgiving. It's terrible. What do you do? Send a Thanksgiving gift. You'll really stand out. And we're planning to do this for our clients. We've done it last year and the year before. Works really well. So whether you send a card saying, I want to give thanks to you for being our client and for letting us work with you, that's one great thing to do. Another thing you can do is send a book. And the book, again, maybe about their practice about your practice area, but probably not. But there's some really great inspirational books, children's books, if the client had children, Christmas books, you know, Thanksgiving type stuff, just, you know, any of Oprah Winfrey's recommendations, if she still recommends books, that kind of thing, you know, thrillers, mystery, whatever. On Amazon, books usually are pretty cheap. They can go anywhere from 10 to 15 bucks. Definitely worth it to send to your client. There's also gifts on Amazon. So Amazon has a service. I'll give you, for instance, my wife's mother sends her this particular type of cookie, and it's on a subscription service. So every month, my wife gets a little box of cookies. So this is a really great gift because every month, my wife is reminded of her mother and her mother caring about her because she gets this little box of cookies. And if you set that up on Amazon, you can give like a recurring gift to somebody, even a cheap one, that can act as a newsletter in itself. So I hope these ideas help you, but this is what I want to talk about, is being different, communicating with your clients, making sure they remember you. Hope these techniques and tactics help. If you want to hear about more, go to speakeasymarketinginc.com or call 888-225-8594. This is Richard Jacobs. I'm here to help. Let me know about any of your law firm marketing needs. Thank you. And have a happy Thanksgiving.